A resident of St. John says they are ready to take the plunge into the political pool by announcing their campaign for the vacant council seat in St. John's Ward 2. Hope Jameson attended her last council meeting last week. Ophelia Ravencroft is an academic and community activist and joins me live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You've got one of the best radio voices I've ever heard.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That's one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me.
It's a pleasure.
I appreciate it. But, okay, so first off, what made you want to run for Ward 2?
I've always been a kind of politically minded person. And in the last few years, I've kind of taken up this new positioning as a with an activist positioning. You know, that's kind of something I've jumped into. When Hope stepped down from council, I kind of looked at my schedule for the next few months and, you know, I maybe had designs on doing something like this in the future. And I thought, you know, well, the time is now. I'm not going to wait for somebody else to pull that trigger for me. I'll just go with it. I think Hope did remarkable work on council. She had, some of the stuff that she did was probably some of the stuff I'm proudest of from any city council. And it would be a delight to continue on that tradition that she started, I think.
Ophelia, tell us about some of the community work you've done.
Well, I'm primarily a feminist activist. I'm transgender. As you know, I'm a non-binary person. I transitioned beginning in about 2016, and after that, it's kind of my feeling is that, you know, once you transition, there's sort of nothing else you can do. I've done a fair bit of work with the Women's Center and with other feminist rights feminist activist organizations, with things like the Women's Center's FemFest, with the Safe Harbor Outreach Project, and so on, as well as a lot of independent stuff. And I'm currently working on a PhD with a view toward gender equity in local music communities, which is going to include some kind of activism as praxis stuff. So it's definitely a huge part of my life.
Obviously, throwing your hat in any political ring is never easy. Do you have any worries as a person who is taking your first plunge into politics?
Well, I mean, perhaps to a point, sure. Anytime that, you know, you enter into the political ring as a marginalized person, as a person who's possibly a target of bigotry, you know, it's kind of, okay, well, am I going to take any hate for this? You know, are people going to be, what kind of things will I have to hear? Because these races can unfortunately bring out the worst in certain people. But honestly, it wasn't much of a concern. I think my feeling was that
good.
I think I have something strong to offer. I think I have something that, I think I have some positions that are worth being heard. And I think that I'd really love to represent the people of Ward 2. This is my home. I live downtown. And as with a lot of things in my life, it's kind of, something could happen, but it's not my primary concern. I'm willing to kind of push through that and deal with whatever might come my way, because I think this is an important step.
Good. And in contrast to that, Ophelia, what are you most looking forward to?
Meeting more of the people of the district. I sat down with back home with the map a couple of nights ago, and I think maybe I didn't even realize how big it was and how many places I'm going to get to go and how many people I'm going to get to meet, which is wonderful. We have an incredible, thriving, vibrant community here in the downtown. I've lived here for quite some time, and it's going to be a delight to, you know, get back to some of my old stomping grounds, be that on Hamilton Avenue, where we lived when I moved here first in 2007, in the Bryan Street area as well. I worked there for the longest time. It's going to be a delight. This is, as I said, I've got a couple of months here with, a little bit of open space. It's going to be a real treat, I think.
What will your campaign platform focus on?
It's still being developed, the full platform. I thought it was important to kind of drop the announcement, garner that little bit of initial interest, and then I'll go in with the full platform in the next week or two. I've got some meetings set with other community advocates and activists as well to determine some of the finer points of this. But the key thing, I think, I'm pitching this in large part as an accessibility for all platform, and I'm defining that both in questions of, physical accessibility and so on, but also I'm looking at issues like snow clearing. I'm looking at issues of public transit. I'm looking at issues like stuff like that, where I think as a downtown resident, as a pedestrian, as a non-car owner, as the step-parent of a young child, I faced a lot of difficulties in that way. And I think that from speaking to my fellow citizens, that's a serious issue. So I'm going to look at trying to tackle some of that stuff as best I can, continue with the consistent improvements where they've been started, and advocating for, new innovative kind of changes to services that we're delivering in a way that makes them more accessible to all citizens. And beyond that, I think that, I like to think that I'm a bit of a creative thinker. I like to think that I can kind of come at things from, an unusual angle sometimes. So I think that more than that, what I'm promising to anybody who votes for me, to anybody from Ward 2, I can provide a truly kind of independent, critical voice on council you know, who's able to kind of see things a little differently. And I think right now, especially post-COVID and with the, you know, the economy and everything being the way that it is, if we needed that ever, we need it now more than ever.
Academic and community activist and now in the running for Ward 2 in St. John's City Council, Ophelia Ravencroft, thank you so much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show this morning.
It's been a pleasure, Ben. Thank you very much.